never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 with your host Mr. Mikey Dunn, Kim, Tiz, and DJ Everton Green. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
KD90.3 FM, how you doing, Montreal? Another edition of the Weekend Groove is coming at you right here out of the city of Mount Real, Montreal. My name is Mr. Mikey Don. He is Mr. Everton, or DJ Everton Green, and we are your Weekend Groove crew. We're going to bring up to the midnight hour, giving the best in R&B, soul, hip-hop, and whatever else we choose to throw in the mix. Hope you had yourself a beautiful week and looking forward to a beautiful weekend once again. We in here, we doing our due. I know last week I mentioned I was going to probably do a best of and of 2021, and I started doing that, but then time got to me and I didn't really get there. But I put something together. I put some favorites and I mixed some other stuff in there. So this isn't my best of 2021 by far, but there's some joints in there. There's some jams in there. So we're going to have some fun with it. Miss Everton Green got some goodies for you as well. So we're going to just, jump inside the vibe and get it going for you. If you want to follow us on our social media, it's going to be at Weekend Groove on Twitter as well as on Instagram and The Weekend Groove on Facebook. Not tweeting this weekend, this week. But if you follow us on Facebook, I'll definitely put up the track list there. Or I might actually, you know what? No, I might be able to tweet this week. It just there's circumstances that if I'm able to do it, I will. All right. I don't know if there's so much stuff going on. Happy holidays. That's all I'm going to say. You know what? I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to say happy holidays going out to everybody out there. Hope you have yourself a wonderful time, or able to engage with family despite the new rules coming out, to sit with family and partake. This is going on 2 years now, and it's crazy. So I know they cut the rules. The rules have cut back a bit, and the gatherings limits have dropped, but you know what? Let's work with it, all right? Stay safe, and the safer we are and the more we adhere to the recommendations and mandates, the quicker we can get ourselves out of this, all right? So, you know what? Yeah, let's just jump inside the music, because you know what? I'm ready to go. I'm playing some of my favorites, but I'm not going to call this the best of 2021, although there is some of the best of, all right? Little Moo Moo Fresh for you with I'll Make You Happy. That's kind of my motto for this year. Happy, sexy, all right? So keep it locked. It's Groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
What's up, Montreal? It's your boy, Freddie V, and you are now listening to Weekend Groove with Mikey Don and DJ Everton Green on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Now, this is the original Sit Down Panic Box. Shot Lizard Black Paw Uta.
We'll be right back. Took advantage of me like they supposed to do it, they moments. Everything you didn't do, but could've did if you wanted. Working overtime, it's time I could be taking you down. Gotta quit acting like these Don't want my place when I ain't around, even though ain't threats. I know if I don't live with you, I gotta live with regret. I might walk in while you showering, hit you in your shower cap, you gripping on the towel rack. While you back in the bathtub pouring champagne on that, like I'm Dame Dash. Your last rule with his name.
Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. Oh yeah, baby, I'll give you ecstasy. Baby, come closer, closer, bring it to me. Conversation, can you speak my body language? I ain't got no time to waste, you got me losing patience. I can't wait to get you over here and get you naked. I'm about to ride that so crazy, I might break it. I'm so, show me something, body to body, cheek to cheek, so for more. Bring that body to me, baby, come closer, closer. Get to me. Oh yeah, baby, I'll give you ecstasy. Baby, come closer, closer.
Don't give it away to just anybody. Got what you got, not for everybody. Who wants your love, love, love? Yeah. You're something special, not just your body. You so much different than everybody. I want your love, love, love. Yeah. So if I gotta wait for it, I'ma wait. I'll be over here, I'll be counting days, poking at your heart till I penetrate. Cause I don't really feel them. You're one in a million. You can make it hard, girl, a little chase. But you just say the word and I'm on the way. I can give you time, I can give you space. Or I could hold you in my arms till you're feeling safe.
R.I.P. to the way things used to be. You won't love if you stop right here with me.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I can show you that the sky is the limit. There won't be nothing but sunshine when we're in. Baby, I'm talking about your times if you with it. Only, only those vibes. Wait a minute, here's a dog.
You talk a good game, I care about it. They might be simple, but baby, not me. Can you handle my love, love, love? Yeah, 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 yeah. Need no distractions, I've been down that.
Or I could hold you in my arms till you're feeling safe.
R.I.P. to the way things used to be. You won't love if you stop right here with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause come and show me that the
sky is the limit. There won't be nothing but sunshine when we're in. Baby,
yeah,
I'm talking about your times if you with me. Only know you know the vibes. Wait a minute,
here's another one.
You got a thing and I like it. Every time you come around, I get excited. Wherever my mind go, girl, you're invited. Pretty little brown eyes, that's so inviting. I like it. Whatever it is, girl, you're worth it. They don't deserve me, you so deserving. Need a double cup of all that awesome you serving. Try to make me come home early from working to work it.
I be so sick of you niggas, y'all contradicting. I be so bold with myself, can you come and fuck me? I feel so ordinary, seven, you around me. Treat me like corduroy, wear me out. Arguments, you air me out. Tripping about your whereabouts, I can't keep no conflict with you, boy, can we just rub it out? I don't want no savvy with you, you know you my plug, and I can't shake this habit, no.
I've been out, baby, heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing, you wish it was different than what it was. Oh, up and down, baby, lost in the lion first, lost in no finding us. Up and down, baby.
If you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you,
fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. Used to be too solid till you scrambled me. Used to be your rider, you meant to handle me. Used to be non-violent till you ambush me. Now I'm at your violent with you. Now I'm at your silent treatment. That mean no permission. Missionary getting boring, keep rich positions. Hard to say your soul, you don't ever listen. No, no. I've been out, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing. You wish it was different than what it was. Wonder if I hate you.
I do.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make it feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you.
Fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this.
I don't like ever wanna lose your love.
That's one misstep I don't wanna take. Tell me, have you ever felt like you've known somebody for your whole life and wanna show somebody? Well, that's you for me. Wherever I have to, I'll be. From the top of the world to the depths of the ocean, just say the word and the reason we go in. All the other cliches come true when you're by my side. So tell me what you need, baby. Try, 'cause I
don't ever wanna lose your love. Your mind, promo, the way I sponsor that ass, you gon' need a logo, so quit lying to yourself, you're not better solo, he ain't me, so that's a downgrade, this love's a marathon, not just a mile race, put all your fears to sleep, 'cause that's just child's play, can't let you go so easy, it's so hard to say, all the things I could if I put aside, all these things in my mind, and swallow my pride, 'cause ain't no way I'm winning in this game of life, without you by my side, so I don't ever wanna lose your love.
Really don't see.
By the name of Jessica Jolia, and the track is called In the Water. Before that, Dylan Reese and Music Soul Child with Lose Your Love. SZA with something brand new for you called I Hate You. Kenyon Dixon and V Bozeman with Sky's the Limit. Big Sean, Jenny Aiko, Ty Dolla Sign with Body Language. Alicia Keys and the crew with Wasted Energy. That's Diamond Platinums and Cash Doll or somebody. and then you had Before the Big Sean was Genevieve with Baby Powder. Alicia Keys, Wasted Energy, and then kicked it off with some Moo Moo Fresh with I'll Make You Happy. I forgot about this at the beginning of the show, but it's all good because, you know, I like to do my little community stuff for you. All right, so we got a special guest online. He goes by the name of Delano George, and he's here. We've spoken to him on a number of occasions in regards to blood donor Charles Blue Drew blood drive, among other things, and he's here again. So, Delano, you there?
Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm well, man. All is good. It's a beautiful day outside, so you know we
are blessed.
We're
absolutely
definitely. So, I guess the annual blood drive is not quite given everything that's going on. It's not as easy to do the annual blood drive with COVID and all that. But you have something new in the works. You want to tell the people a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, just to kind of recap, and again, thanks again for your initial investment in me, I guess, or just support in general. When we started the Dr. Charles Drew blood drive, there was quite a few members on that team, Gemma Rayburn. I can go down through the list, but I appreciate you all. It's still kind of ongoing. COVID did change things a bit.
Yeah.
But blood drives go across the city throughout the year. I've worked with the West Island Black Community Association, the BCRC, just to name a few, I guess, in our community in itself. So the goal for me is to establish about 10 different blood drives.
Okay.
That will go on annually every year, long after I'm gone or whatever.
Yeah.
Just to have that go and take care of itself for years to come. Because the goal from the beginning, and this is a situation when I was looking for blood for a personal medical situation relating to my sickle cell anemia, we had issues finding blood.
Yeah.
And we had a shortage to find out that it was a shortage of donations done in our Black community. Mm-hmm. When we started doing these blood drives, we started getting feedback and getting a better understanding of the reasons why. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it was inevitable to realize that I think there just needs to be more information and education on the topic.
Absolutely.
For people to pick up the mantle and then spread that word, because we all need blood regardless of what your medical situation is or age at times.
Yeah.
It'll all be needed. So it all pools towards the same cause. And hopefully this will continue. People across the city can continue to put on blood drives. I'm always open to do so, and put you in contact with the people who will best serve you and help you in that avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So in this instance, I'm working with a great group. It's the Sickle Cell Association of Canada, the AAFQ, Association de l'Anémie Fonds Canada, mm-hmm. headed by Biba Tinga, who is the president and executive director. She's fantastic in dedicating her time. Her son has sickle cell as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she dedicated her time to champion this cause. I can't say enough about her. It also is a part of members across Canada. We legitimately have a scientist, Jenny Howe, who works out of the Canadian Blood Services, who's championing this with us. We have a few other prominent Black community members across the province of Canada in different universities as well, mm-hmm. who have pulled together to make this happen. And ultimately, what we're looking for this time around is we figured that we needed to start from the ground level and figuring out how we can answer the questions and dispel any of the concerns that our community has about giving blood. Mm-hmm. So this group has been tasked to put together to try to answer that question ultimately. And we are starting by targeting a focus group specifically for 18 to 35 year olds,
mm-hmm.
Of Black descent, African descent, here in Montreal or in Canada, to be a part of this focus group, which we will be able to do by Zoom or on a one-on-one basis, but basically to ask the questions that would lead to a bigger change on getting better numbers, better representation, helping out our doctors, our community blood banks, like Hema Quebec, was a fantastic organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And ultimately to serve us. This is something that will help us serve our own community.
I will say that in my experience, when I talk about the times that I've given blood, there's a lot of misinformation and misunderstanding in regards to whether one can or cannot give blood, or you know, what certain criteria. And so I've been able to share, you know, give feedback with that, because mm-hmm. it is not something that people really look to do. I've done since the first time I did it with you. So I'm up to my fourth donation, and it's only because there's been some limited blood drives why I haven't done my fifth. And then the last time they called me to do my fifth, unfortunately I was working and I wasn't able to go. So I'm looking forward to do my fifth, because it's a simple thing, but I get, you know, you get your little pin. I got my pin for three, and I'm waiting for my pin for five.
Absolutely. And rock that pin with pride, because it helped save somebody's life.
And I don't have my wallet on me, but I do know my blood type is one of those that I have, like a universal blood type. So that's why they call me all the time, like, oh, there's a blood drive going on, you know, anything near where I live, even, you know, on island, I'm off island, on island, if it's close by Lachine, LaSalle, they call mm-hmm. me to say there's something, because they want me to give blood, because they need my blood type. So I'm very aware of that. And so I do, you know, share when I'm able to go. I do make sure I go and share that information and answer any questions that people may have in regards to thinking why they can or they cannot give blood, you know.
And you're absolutely qualified to be able to. Walk the walk. You've been through the steps of understanding how to go through it yourself.
Yeah.
To be able to explain that and reference that to somebody else so they can get involved as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I commend you for doing so. It's not an easy thing to do. We're not quite sure at the root of it all why our community has not dispelled all these potential myths or just misunderstandings about how safe it actually is.
And misgivings.
And what you can actually benefit from giving blood.
Yeah. There is the idea of people are quicker to believe the misinformation than the actual truth, because the misinformation plays on emotions, and so they buy into that much quicker than they would somebody, a scientist, presenting facts about anything, and we see that with COVID and other stuff, so it's right. It's definitely important. So how can for this particular study that they want to do, how can they get involved? How do they reach out to say, I want to participate? How would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, at any point in time, anybody can reach me personally on my cell. If I can share that information, is
sure,
that all right?
Sure. It's your cell.
Absolutely. Listen, 514-265-2931. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to direct you through the proper channels of just being a part of this. It's a 40-minute, an hour conversation or focus group. We're giving out $20 gift cards to everybody who attends or who is a part of it. We're just trying to make it as charitable as possible. Everything is done with great intentions, but at the same time, we're hoping that the incentive will motivate people as well, just to be a part of it, to get their foot through the door and kind of understand what this is about and kind of maybe take it from there.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I'll be posting on Facebook as well. There's a website that I will forward on there. We're just basically looking for 19 to 35 year olds, self-identified in Africa, Caribbean, or Black, mm-hmm. Compatible with the English language. I believe that the HEMA Quebec is taking care of a lot of our French, Haitian, Black community, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. So, it's targeted towards the English Black community of Canada between 18 and 35. Mm-hmm. And we'll start by, just please check me out, Delana George. You can also check out the Association d'Ennemis Falsifons Canada, AAFC, or the SCDAC, Sickle Cell Disease Association of Canada. And on there will be links to be able to fill out the survey and be a part of this great champion cause.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming on and sharing, and I have the information here. So is there a time frame for this, so I know, if I can continue to...
We want to get it right, and I think that's what's most important. Yeah. So in these cases, gathering the most amount of information to be able to respond accordingly and make this as successful as possible.
Yeah.
And for years to come, generations to come across Canada, that this is something that we're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure there's any timeline that we can put on that, but okay. I'll say this. As much as we can put on these focus groups to get it right and understand what the fears are out in our community to mm-hmm. fix them, inform, educate, and get us back on track is as long as it'll take. But okay. to give you an approximate, maybe for the next week or two, if people could sign up now, that would be great. Anybody else who wants to be a part of this going forward, we would definitely try to make room for you. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's a great cause, and it's about our community. It's for all of us,
all right,
today or in the future.
All right. So I'm just wondering, because I'll put it up on my Facebook, on our Facebook and Instagram accounts, so that people also will have it to be able to know how to reach, if they can get the information, and also I'll put your coordinates as well, so that they can reach you if they have any questions and also to participate.
Absolutely. If I could throw an extra thing in there.
Sure.
I just want to thank you again, Mike, once again, for during COVID, there was a lot of tough times. And I think that words of comfort, words of support, words of education, information. I think I was a part of one of your live streams as well that you did on Facebook. Mm-hmm. These were all great moments in time for people to step up and talk about it and get their feelings out and gather information and unite for a second to feel like we're not alone during these times. And I congratulate you for always championing these causes and supporting our Black community here in Montreal and wherever your arms extend.
Thank you. I feel like it's a duty, but it's something I enjoy sharing. I enjoy doing this, and although I feel like I'm duty bound to do it, I don't see it as a burden. I see it as something that is necessary, and if it's a way I can help. I've told people that a lot of times I will post my own vulnerabilities and stuff that I'm going through and how I got through it, because I know there's other people going through it as well. And when they see that, it gives them some hope and encourages them to let them know that they have somebody they can reach out to, but also to know that they too can get through it. So, it's even I've said it before, even the strongest amongst us have our breaking points and we have our moments, right? So don't, you know, and we have to, when people look at towards you as a, in a position of leadership or, you know, mentorship or whatever, you have to let them know that, listen, we're not the men of steel here or women of steel. We all have our moments too, right? And so, you know, we're all human. So we definitely,
I believe in people taking the mantle, though. I believe in leaders in our community, and we are amongst a long line of great Montrealers. My father, DeVerney George, the late great DeVerney George, was a community leader as well. And I just think it's a great thing to be a part of. It is being a part of something. Yes. I feel it. I know you do. And hopefully we can continue working together to make this happen. I thank you for your time and for your support.
Always a pleasure. Delano George. So I'm going to post this up on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and I'll even tweet it out there so they'll all have it. So if anybody has any questions, is looking to get more information, they can find that. Delano, I don't know if you want to give your cell phone number again, the contact number again before you go.
Absolutely. 514-265-2931. You could also find me through my amazing team who support everything that I do, Montreal's Elite Real Estate Group, under EXP, Donna DeLonzo, Logan Boyce. Shout out to you guys for supporting me always. You could find me through any one of these on social media, Google. You have my number. Or you can reach out to my good man, Mike. Pass on the information. I'm always here for my community.
All right. Thank you once again, Delano. We got to keep doing those good works, all right? So
absolutely.
Thank
Bless you.
You,
sir.
Bless up yourself as well. All right. We just finished speaking with Mr. Delano George. So we got the blood drive going on. It is the Sickle Cell Association of Canada and the Sickle Cell Foundation of Alberta are doing a research program. So check us out. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our Instagram page. Check out our Twitter. Whatever means you follow us, and the information will be there. All right. In the meantime, we're going to jump back inside some music for you, courtesy of Montreal's own Shahara, one of my favorite tracks for this year. It's one of my top played tracks. This one is called "Making of an Angel," and I got some inside information that she got some new music coming out. So we gonna stay tuned for that. All right. So keep it loud. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM. Miss Shahara for you.
Hang on in there, girl. You've got the makings of an angel.
Hey boy, I don't wanna waste your time. you're astronomically fine, and all I do is think of you. Baby, all you on a trip, I swear they don't make them like this.
Think of
the ways I wanna give you this ass, just so you lie. Feel like a Thursday, how I'm throwing it back. I'ma make it go north, south, east, west coast, west coast. Maybe we can go north, south, east, west coast. Yeah, yeah.
up in the way that you talk to me. It must have been the way that you set me free. It must have been the way that you rocked my body.
Yeah, the voice of Miss Lila James coming at you with You're the One. Most definitely loving that track for sure. Before that, Butcher Brown with Remind Me. Wayne Tennant with What Led Me to You off of his CD album EP called Curfew Flowers. Victoria Monet with Coastin', and then Sahara with Making of an Angel. Right about now, going to jump inside a little something courtesy of Afghan. And Robin Thicke, one of those tracks that, damn, when I first heard this, Everton, I think I said this before, Everton played this one and it just resonated with my soul. So I had to go and find it and play it. And so that's what I'm going to do. All right. So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here. CKT 90.3 FM.
Hi, this is Desi DeLauro, and you're listening to We Can Groove on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Lights flash by, you shine on your own, baby. You don't need no help. Crowded room, all I see is you, baby. Like you're by yourself. Take it to the floor, now it's looking like a party. We don't say a word, little body still the talking. You can set the mood, baby, tell me how you want it. Going all out, we don't even need a reason. Girl, the way you dance, give me something to believe in. 4, 5, 6 in the morning, we are leaving.
Oh,
Change my ways.
Refuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Refuse.
I can't take knowing I can't love you right, but you can't escape.
Refuse.
Yeah,
what's feeling so good?
That is the voice of Miss Kiana LaDay featuring, D-Nice featuring Kiana LaDay with Rather Be. Before that, Isley Brothers featuring Snoop with Friends and Family. India Sean with Don't Play With My Heart, loving that jam as well. And Afghan featuring Robin Thicke with Touch Me, the remix. As we approach the top of the hour, we're going to get ready to turn it over to Mr. Everton Green. And he's going to take you up to the midnight hour, all right? So keep it locked, don't go nowhere. It is The Groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM. It's Mikey Don alongside DJ Everton Green. And we are your Groove Crew, all right? So keep it locked, don't go nowhere. Mr. Everton Green is getting ready to turn it up, all right? Keep it locked.
The Weekend Groove, 90.3 FM.
Where you been looking for your love? I can't find no one. You say like I can't find no one to trust. You wish we were switching places, but you knew my situations. Can't catch no feelings, cause that shit bad for business. You mad you did me wrong and I start acting different. You let me down so many times, I let you back in. Now it's too late to press rewind. Look how you acting, yeah. No, I ain't going back in time. With two been stuck on my mind, I know a real so hard to find. They say that real love's so hard to find. You. I know your last down true.
Yeah.
I pull up, pick you up round one. That one enough, you need round two. Turn it loose. It's good times. Tell me, baby, what you waiting on? Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone. I want you. You want me to. Oh.